Yeah, so John 11, verses 28 to 44. After she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. "The teacher is here," she said, "and is asking for you." When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews, who had been with Mary in the house comforting her, noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odour, for he has been there 4 days. Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." This is the word of God.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to be together for this service. I pray that you may be glorified and please encourage everyone. Please help me to bring your word clearly. Please help me to have the right words through the sermon that everyone can understand me well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Yeah. Let me start with an example from my life. When I was about 20 years old, my second cousin was diagnosed with leukemia, blood cancer, just when he was 22 years old. And as we all wanted to help him, we went to make a test to see if we have the right blood group cell for a transplantation. My blood group wasn't the right one for him, but he got a transplantation from somebody else. But unfortunately, he still died. But this blood transplantation was the hope for him to continue to live. And when I thought about our hope in face of COVID-19, I thought, what is the hope? What was his hope? I remembered just him. What is our hope in face of COVID-19? Let me take us into an incident in Jesus' life where his friends put their hope in Jesus to heal their brother. But Jesus deliberately delayed, and therefore he came too late. We just read this passage from John 11. And this passage is known as the resurrection of Lazarus. But John wants to show that Jesus demonstrates that he is the resurrection and the life. And we will see this in two parts. The purposeful death, verses 1 to 16, and the life that came from death, verses 17 to 45. And through this whole incident, Jesus has one big purpose in mind, so that they may believe that he is the Son of God. This is exactly what we as Christians believe, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, who came down from heaven, lived a perfect life, And at last, he died as a substitute for all who have believed in him, so that our sins are forgiven and we are now reconciled before God. Jesus can offer that because he died, but then he raised from death, and now he can give life to everyone that believe in him. You may ask, how do you know that? Well, let's have a look into this event. We will start with the verses 1 to 16, the purposeful death. John, a disciple and author of this gospel, tells us that Jesus did amazing miracles. For example, he fed 5,000 men with only 5 small loaves and 2 small fish. He healed a man born blind and many, many other miracle things. So that many started to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the promised Savior. But the Jewish leader were jealous and hated Jesus. They wanted to kill Jesus. So Jesus was no longer secure in Jerusalem and around, as John tells us in the last verse in chapter 10. Therefore, Jesus went away to a place across the Jordan. Jesus heard there that his friend Lazarus was sick, which means he was really seriously ill. His sisters, who sent to Jesus and asked him to come and help, had no other idea what could help. See verses 1 to 3. Jesus was the only hope they had. But Jesus was a 2 days walk distance away. So when Jesus heard that Jesus was sick, he wasn't surprised. But he did some surprising things. Please have a look at verse 4. When he heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son might be glorified through it." Jesus knew already the outcome of the sickness. He knew that through this sickness, God and he himself would be glorified. He knew that Lazarus would die and later be raised by him. And then, in verses 5 and 6, the next surprise happened. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. What? Did you hear that? Jesus loved Martha, Maria, and Lazarus. Therefore, he stayed 2 more days. Because he loved them, he delayed. Of course, we would understand if Jesus said, "The journey is not secure. The Jewish leader are about to kill me. I can't go yet, as Bethany is just 2 miles away from Jerusalem." But no, Jesus didn't fear the leadership. The disciples did, as we can read in the next verses. But Jesus delayed because he loved his friends. And John points this out so clearly. Jesus' delay has a purpose. He wants to achieve something. He wants to be too late to heal Lazarus. But why? Let's jump to verse 14. Without anyone telling Jesus, he knew that Lazarus had died. And then he said in verse 15, "And for your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe." That you may believe. We haven't been told yet that Jesus wants to raise Lazarus from the dead, but he knew that this sign would help his disciples to believe in him. This would strengthen them to see that Jesus can raise somebody from death. And at this point, we can already draw an encouragement for us. John shows that Jesus is in control. He knows what is going on. He knows exactly the timing, and we can see that we can trust him. It may look foolish at first, but Jesus is about to do something amazing. Jesus could heal Lazarus. He could just speak a word from the distance and Lazarus would be fine again, as Jesus did before. But Jesus had something better in mind. What God does is always best for the believers. And Paul summarizes this in Romans 8:28 so well. "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. I want to just tell one positive thing of COVID from our life, that is that I can now continue Cornhill. I wasn't sure if I could attend the third year, as it is a 2 days week now. And now looking back, I'm pretty sure I would have to resign, as it wouldn't fit for us as a family to stay 2 days in London, and in addition to travel for 4 hours one way and further to find the time for preparation. But now I don't have to travel, and I can spend the time better for preparation and help with our kids. This is one good thing COVID has. Therefore, whatever happens, put your trust into Jesus. He is in control. Nothing happens as a surprise to him. Whatever happens is for our good. Believe in him. Trust him. But you may ask, how is this possible? How can I know for sure that Jesus has the power to help? That Jesus has the power to control? That he will make everything good? How can death be good? What is good with COVID-19? Where is hope? And this leads us to the second part of this incident, where John will answer exactly these questions. The lie that comes from death, verses 17 to 45. So when Jesus arrived in Bethany, he was confronted 3 times with the same sorrowful statement. If you had been here, my brother would not have died. Martha in verse 21, and the same Maria in verses 32. And then similar, the crowd in verse 37. Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Are we not familiar with this statement? If he had been here, then it would not have happened. If only it would not. And this underlines and shows the hope that Maria, Martha, the disciples, and the crowd had had. They knew and believed that Jesus could heal Lazarus. They hoped Jesus would be there in time. But Jesus was too late. And we already saw that Jesus deliberately delayed. He was glad that he wasn't there in time. And we also saw why. So that they may see the glory of God and believe in him. Jesus had something bigger in mind than only to heal Lazarus. I remember the hope my cousin had. When many went to test if their blood group was the right one. Hopefully there is the one. Hopefully there is the right blood group. But what if not? Gladly, there was one who could transplant his blood to him. But what is the real hope? Hope beyond today. Hope beyond after COVID-19. Hope beyond death. Jesus gave Martha the answer. Please have a look with me at verses 25 and 26. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus is the resurrection. And here he proves that he really has the power to do it. He is the Son, the divine Son. He is the one with the power over death. Not only over sickness, as Martha, Maria, and others believed. With the resurrection of Lazarus, Jesus demonstrated that he can raise people from death. And that is important, as only some weeks later, Jesus himself would face death and die. But he promised that he would raise from death. And here he showed beforehand that he has the power to do it. When we continue to read John's Gospel, which I want to encourage you to do, and please spot every time when John mentions his time and the cross, as at the cross, Jesus' great rescue plan will be fulfilled. the glory of God will be visible for all. So when we continue to read, we will see that Jesus died on the cross. And after 3 days, he rose again. Jesus lives. He is a victor over death. At the cross, Jesus paid the price for my and your sins. And as sin has only been once punished, Jesus took it. He died. But then he rose. He is alive. And he offers this life to everyone who believes in him. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He is the life that lasts beyond death. He is the eternal life in heaven. Therefore, whoever believes in Jesus Christ has hope that lasts forever. We will die physically, but not spiritually. Whoever believes in Jesus will live forever, Jesus said to Martha in verses 26. I know Christians fight the same things, but they have different expectations. Their hope is in Jesus, in the promise that they will live forever with Jesus in heaven. No matter what happens here on earth, Jesus lives, and so will we. Of course, we fear the process of death. Of course, we fear to lose a loved one. Of course, we fear to lose our job. Of course, we fear to become sick because of COVID-19. Of course, we fear isolation and loneliness. But there is this big but. But we know that Jesus is in control. Nothing surprises him. Nothing is meaningless. So why not the next time when you feel lonely or bored, take this as an opportunity and prepare a surprise for another lonely person. For example, design an encouraging card, order some flowers, or call them. Of course, let me repeat, we fear to get COVID-19 or to lose a loved one. But we know that Jesus has the power over sickness and death, as he demonstrated it with the raise of Lazarus. So why not the next time you hear somebody got COVID-19, you pray for this person? Of course, God can heal them, but he can also demonstrate his glory. Pray and encourage this person to see God's glory. Or, of course, we fear to lose our job, but we know that the purpose of things that happen are for the good for all who believe in Jesus. So why not, if you lose your job, not to give up, but to ask what purpose God has in mind with that? Maybe he needs you somewhere else. Maybe your local food bank needs some volunteer, and you have now the time to serve and to share the gospel. Jesus asked Martha, after he explained that briefly to her, do you believe that? Do we believe that? Can we put our hope into Jesus and know that everything will be good? Martha replied, yes, Lord. But just some minutes later, when her face was challenged as they should open the tomb, the yes, Lord became a but, Lord. Verse 39, take away the stone, Jesus said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days. Verse 40, then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? If you believe, you will see the glory of God. The good things God does, you will see him at last face to face and rejoice. Take the challenge COVID-19 gives you and put your hope in Jesus. Lift your eyes up on Jesus and ask him what he wants you to do, how you should react. Take the chance to encourage others through this pandemic. Believe in Jesus and do it, and you will be surprised by what he will do. You will be astonished about what he is already doing. That's life with Jesus. Be amazed about what Jesus is doing. See verse 41. So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of these people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out! The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Jesus raised Lazarus so that they, means the disciples, his friends, the crowd, may believe that he is the Son of God, sent by God for redemption. Verse 45. Therefore, many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did, believed in him. What an amazing incident. What a historical moment. Many Jews were there, and they all knew that Lazarus was really dead. But then, after 4 days, Jesus demonstrated that he is the resurrection and the life. He raises whoever he wants. He gives lives whomever he wants. Jesus is our real hope when we believe in him. Does everything happen for good? Was Jesus' delay good? I think you agree with me. Yes, it was. Let me come back to the opening example from my cousin. My cousin wasn't a believer when he was diagnosed with blood cancer. He grew up in a Christian family, but he didn't really believe in Jesus. But then, through this time of sickness, he became a Christian. And not long before he died, he was baptized as a witness for many that he really believed in God and that he puts his hope alone in Jesus Christ, his Savior. Jesus was the only real hope he had. Nothing else could give him such confidence in the face of the sickness and later in the face of the death. Do you know Jesus as your personal Savior? Is Jesus your hope? If not, turn to Jesus. Ask him to forgive all your sins and experience the new life that Jesus promised to everyone who believes in him. But if you are already a Christian, I want to remind you, the goal of our life is not here on earth. We await a new earth and a new heaven, the eternal life with Jesus in heaven. Please have this in mind. And as we can't compare the sufferings we face on earth with a new life in heaven, so let us lift up our eyes to Jesus and await the new life in heaven. We open the sermon with the question, what is my hope in the face of COVID-19? And we saw from John 11 that the answer is, believe in Jesus and you will have eternal life through his death. Do you have this eternal life, this hope in Jesus? I wish you all this hope in the face of COVID-19. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I praise you that you are in control, that your ways are the best for us. Thank you for Jesus, your Son, who came down to give us hope through his death. Please encourage all of us and help us to live with you, especially through this pandemic. And I pray that you may call those to you who are with us but don't know you personally as your Father. In Jesus' name, Amen.